Welcome to another Your Spiritual Practice podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Reverend Dr. Cher Holton.
And I'm your other co-host, Dr. Bill Holton. And we have a really neat podcast for you today. And it involves the spiritual practice that we call smartphoning. And you'll see the relevance in just a few moments as we get more specific about what we mean by smartphoning as a spiritual practice.
So everyone has a smartphone, right? If not, I'm shocked.
Well, now there are some dumb phones out there too. So really, if all you want to do is talk, you can. The spiritual practice can work partly, but smartphones are better if you have a lot of appetizing selections to choose from.
That's a pun in case you didn't catch that, appetizing, because we are going to talk about apps a little bit. And you know, smartphones get a lot of bad press. People always tell you you spend too much time on them. They're always whining about the screen time. The apps keep us distracted. And there are a lot of negatives around smartphones. So we wanted to question that unquestioned answer.
Yeah, Cher is absolutely right with that comment. And just so you know, smartphoning as a spiritual practice is absolutely, excuse the puns, one of the best ways to connect with almost anything you want to inspire your spiritual growth.
So we're telling you, or suggesting and inviting you, to use your smartphone technology to connect spiritually. You can actually connect to spiritually rich material anywhere, anytime, whether you're on the go or if you just want to relax, or maybe you just need a moment to collect yourself when it's really hectic, you're getting ready to go into a meeting, you're about to do something that's going to be just a little uncomfortable for you, and you need that spiritual boost. Believe it or not, your phone can be the place you get it.
And so we're going to just suggest for you a few spiritually rich appetizing apps that are worth applying.
There you go.
As
again,
a spiritual practice. Okay, here we go.
Okay, so there are lots of meditation apps. And what we're going to suggest, we're not going to actually recommend a specific app because there are so many, and you have to find the one that works for you. And we tried several that had benefits, but we narrowed down to the one that really connects with us. We invite you to do the same. So you can simply Google, or whatever your favorite search is, these terms that we're going to throw at you, and you'll get an amazing list of possibilities.
Yeah, a whole catalog. And there are candle apps, and candles for different colors.
They're so much fun too, because you could get different color candles and then you can light them.
Yep.
You can hold them up instead of holding up dangerous candles. Everybody just holds up their cell phone and use them for your own personal candle lighting as well as with a group.
Yep, and you can blow out the candle too on
yes,
the
you
app,
can.
Which is so cool. and just so you know, there are many types of candles, of course, and even candles with images of people's faces on them. Spiritual or religious faces on them, that kind of thing. So it's worth taking a look at.
And then singing bowls. I don't know how many are familiar with singing bowls. That could be a whole spiritual practice in itself, but you can find apps on your phone that will actually have a singing bowl and give you that same sound that can move you into a meditation.
Yep. And then, of course, there are yoga apps and exercise apps, which are very good. We've found many good yoga apps on smartphones.
And then there are self-healing apps. These are apps that lead you in meditations for healing or reflexology and different other kinds of healing modalities, the tapping, whatever your favorite is, you can find apps that will guide you through that process for yourself.
And there are Soul Journeys apps and self-awareness apps. And these apps are really neat, too, because they have questions about your spiritual journey, your religious journey. And you simply ask yourself those questions, and it's an introspective app, an introspective journey.
And then self-awareness apps that help you know more about yourself, spiritual growth apps that help you identify different areas in your spirituality. Now, one thing we want to emphasize here, you want to make sure that the content of the apps you're using matches and reflects your belief system and your theology. Otherwise, it can actually be a detriment. So yes. You want to really pay attention to how the content is framed so that it fits you and where you are right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Then, of course, there are Reiki apps and different types of healing modalities apps to your heart's content. They're all there. So just Google the App Store, and you can find them there for sure.
Another thing you can find are spiritual quote apps. So for those of you like us, in fact, we had a whole spiritual practice around quotes. You can find sites where it will bring up a variety of spiritual quotes to inspire you on the spot.
And there are spiritual places apps. And what's interesting about that is, yes, there are religious and spiritual places out there. These are regular physical vacation spots, if you will, that you can go to. We have no problem at all with that. You can get a transformative experience on the apps that suggest those things. Of course, the number one spiritual place that Sarah and I invite you to go, which doesn't require an app at all, is to go within. Go to that still point within you. Go to the omnipresent universal consciousness residence within your own body, mind, and soul. You don't have to go anywhere. Just sit back and go within.
Beautiful. Mindfulness apps and meditation timers. These kind of go together. The mindfulness apps will actually lead you through experiences of mindfulness mindfulness meditations. But you can also set timers to ring and just have one little ding, a real quiet ding, every hour or any interval you want. And what that does is it's a reminder to you to take that moment and just be still and know. And that can change your day.
Yeah. And there are many beautiful scenes on nature apps, it's just you can get lost in them because they're absolutely gorgeous. And there are Buddhist meditation apps, one of our favorite apps, and many types of meditation, mindfulness experiences there. Buddhist mantras, of course, many of those, positive affirmation apps as well.
A neat place to look, by the way, is Pinterest. Some people may forget Pinterest, and you can actually have a Pinterest app on your phone, on your iPhone. They have an app now for Pinterest. And just search within Pinterest, because it's all based on pictures and visuals and images. And there are an incredible number of spiritually related topics where you can just get lost in the content there. So I highly recommend that as well.
And of course there are prayer apps as well. World peace apps, which is a cool thing to have as well. And plus a million more apps to choose from, which are absolutely appetizing.
That's so funny, yes. And in a lot of websites, spiritual websites, actually you can sign up for an ongoing where every day or every week you'll get something in your email or popping up sent to you on your computer that will give you an inspiration for the day.
Yep. And of course you can email and or text spiritual content to anyone. Now if you do that, you can be very zen about the content if you text someone. Just make sure that you don't include any attachments.
Oh, brother. Well, whether you plan on a spiritual pause just for a couple of minutes or longer, or you just want that reflective time with the smartphone soul food, we know your appreciation.
There she goes.
For the convenience of this practice, will make it one of the most basic tools in your spiritual toolkit because you carry it with you whenever you have your phone.
And you can, of course, have a spiritual experience on the go or settle back on a Zen cushion in your dedicated spiritual practice area at home or at the office and enjoy, simply enjoy, an appetizing spiritual moment.
And so we just leave you with your cell phone now to have some fun, explore, and make your smartphone really smart by letting it deliver to you spirituality in all kinds of ways so that you are never without that spiritual inspiration, although we know it all comes from within first and then out. But we just know that it's going to be a fabulous opportunity for you to transform your phone.
Yeah, so as you can see, smartphones can be an absolutely good spiritual resource to have on hand.
And so we just affirm that you have an absolutely wonderful time exploring all the different opportunities.
And so absolutely walk the spiritual path
on practical feet. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Absolutely.